Last time she was here, I threw all kinds of accolades at her, and she deserves them all. She is the queen of mixed martial arts, the Rowdy One, Triple R Rowdy, Ronda Rousey, going in the main event this Saturday, UFC 157 from Anaheim, California. Rowdy One, how's life treating you?
Life's treating me good. I really don't have that many complaints at all. I'm just really, really busy. But after I win this fight, I will have zero complaints.
Okay. You've been on Conan. Where have you been lately? What big shows have you been on lately besides this one?
Oh, Jesus. I think they had a special. The HBO with Brian Gumbel was last night. They played that.
And that was pretty good.
Time magazine recently. It's just been a lot of stuff. We've been turning things down all over the place.
Okay, does this blow you away, this massive amount of media attention? Does this blow you away?
It's far more than I expected. I guess I thought that everybody did this much, and then I realized that I started hearing from all the different producers of all the different, crews coming up to film things. They're like, no, we've never seen anything like this before. This is insane. I'm like, oh, man, I thought that, everyone else did this, and I was just being a wuss about it. But, nope, this is just chaos and insanity.
Okay. What about Cyborg Santos, the steroid monkey, convicted monkey, signing with another company? Does she want to fight you or what?
Yeah, I don't really understand that at all because Invicta, they do all girl fights, and she was under contract with the UFC had her contract, and they said that not only would they let her fight Invicta, but they would pay all the bills. They would pay her fight purse. They would do everything. And then she just asked for a release and went and signed with another promotion anyway. I don't really understand that logic at all.
So the super fight of 2013 is on hold.
Yeah, I mean, if the lightest you can be pumped up on steroids is 145, then the lightest you could be without them could be 135. We're not creating entirely new divisions just for her. She hasn't had a recorded win in 3 years. I don't know where this sense of entitlement is coming from, and we're not going to oblige her. Sorry. There's a lot of other girls that fight legit and train and have amazing records that deserve to come and have title shots that, make sense.
Okay, we're talking with Ronda Rousey, for the main event, of course, UFC 157. She's taking on Liz Carmacci. Now, usually, being an ex-fighter myself, I would say something like, I could lick that guy like a stamp, but I guess you wouldn't want to say that about Liz, seeing she's gay, huh?
No, I probably wouldn't use that phrase.
Okay, but here's what's up. The longest anybody's went with you is 4 minutes and change. That was Maisha Tate. Sarah Kaufman told me and a couple other people that she trained for 2 months to prevent the arm bar. 2 months of training got her a minute in the octagon with you. What does that say about Ronda Rousey?
It just means that 2 months of training to defend something. I've been training probably, 13 years? I've been training for 13 years to do an armbar. I've seen every single defense out there, and there's nothing that a girl can learn in a couple months that I haven't seen for the past over a decade.
Okay. This thing with Liz coming out for this fight, you've fought many gay girls before, haven't you?
Well, sure, I have.
They just haven't announced it.
I think there are plenty, but it's never really an issue. No one ever really brought it up as being a big deal until now.
Okay, what does Liz bring to the dance this week?
Liz is a very unpredictable fighter. I've seen her come out to fights doing flying knees and spinning back elbows and stuff like that, and she was brought in to fight Marlu Kunin for the Strikeforce title before, she fought for the Strikeforce title before I did. Misha was supposed to fight Marlu and got injured, and 8 days notice, Marlu took the fight. And she was just a huge underdog, and no one thought that she would do anything, and she just dominated the champion at the time for 4 rounds straight. And at the very end, she just got caught in, a tiny mistake she made and got caught in a triangle, and that was it. And I just think that she's not given nearly enough respect. She is one of the best 135-pound girls in the world. And she's the only chick that wanted this fight. Everybody else wanted more time or, whatever reasons that they wanted. And she was the only one demanding the fight since the day that it was announced that women were going to be in the UFC. So get what you asked for.
Okay. Ronda Rousey is our guest, folks, for UFC 157 Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, live on pay-per-view. Of course, the card starts at 2:30 p.m. on Facebook.com before switching off to FX Cable at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. I didn't see you at the President's Inaugural. How come?
President's inaugural, where was that?
I mean, that's the biggest party. It's the biggest party in the country. I figured the biggest superstar in MMA would be there.
Where was that? Was it in Washington?
Washington, D.C. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's tell, what I'm saying. Like, why would I be in Washington?
Because you're the diva that you are.
Go, all right. Why? No, it's the weirdest question I've gotten so far.
Okay.
I got a training camp. I care more about that than anything else, even the president.
All right, I got a question for you. Victor Chinian, I knew him as a boxer. He was 112-pound, 118-pound champion. He's from Armenia. He's Armenian. And evidently, he threw down with you in the judo gym a couple of months ago. Tell me about that.
I have no comment.
What do you mean no comment, Rhonda? Come on. He talked all this smack. He said no girl could throw him down. Evidently, you threw him like six times in a row and then got him in an arm bar quicker than you can say Victor Chinian, and before he could tap out, his people threw in the towel. Will you confirm or deny that?
You can think that all you want. I'm not confirming anything.
Ronda Rousey is our guest, folks. Have you ever entertained the thought of a mixed match?
I mean, when I was in judo, I had to do it sometimes because I would show to tournaments that I wouldn't be beating girls and I'd fight in the guys' division. But for MMA, I don't think it'd be very good. I mean, I think I would win, you know, and that would be great, and people would be like, oh, cool, girl beat up a guy, but, you know, God forbid I'd have a bad night or I'd catch a cold or I'd trip on the tape or something happens. Seeing a guy beat up on a chick on TV is not really going to do anything positive for the sport, I think.
Okay. What do you how do you see this fight with Liz going? I mean, is it going to be any different from any of the other fights? We'd be looking for the arm bar right away or what?
I'm never looking for an arm bar right away. They just present themselves very quickly. I'm just looking for whatever presents itself. She could be so overly defensive of takedown that she's easier to knock out, or she could be so defensive of the arm bar that she's easier to get a TKO on. I'm always looking at what's available, not for what I specifically want to do.
Do you, is there any chance of you appearing on one of these UFC on Fox shows this year, or are you going to be mainly a pay-per-view entity?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the rest of the year besides this fight. This fight's the only thing I'm really worried about. And so whatever they want to do, they're the boss, but I haven't heard anything about it yet.
You know, you sound extremely relaxed there. I heard you yawn there. It's got to be like, what, your 17th, 18th interview of the day or what?
Yeah. I've been on the phone for, I don't know, over an hour, and they just keep patching me in from interview to interview to interview. And the thing that sucks is, like, once, like, they patch me through to the actual, like, radio thing, it's, like, really, really, really quiet. So I'm, like, pressing the phone to my head and, like, plugging my other ear, and, like, I'm starting to get a headache.
And I'm doing the same thing on this end.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because I'm not in the studio. I'm actually in Dallas, Texas. The studios are in San Francisco, but I went down to Dallas to see a friend of mine that's dying, so we're doing this via phone to phone to phone. But I thank you so much for your time, and I wish you the best of luck this Saturday night. Ronda Rousey, you're a terrific addition to the world of MMA. You're a classy lady, and what more can I say? You are the queen of mixed martial arts. God bless you, and good luck Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a good one, hon.